RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA ministerial meeting produced Jakarta concord. Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates to strengthen renewable energy cooperation. Now the news in detail. The first high ministerial conference of Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA in Jakarta has agreed on a document called Jakarta Concord. The agreement was signed by the head of states of IORA member countries. The agreement was aimed to strengthen cooperation among the Indian Ocean Rim countries. President Joko Widodo, after officially closed the IORA on Tuesday in Jakarta, said that Jakarta Concord has agreed 6 agreements to increase bilateral relations among IORA member countries. The 6 agreements, according to the president, covered maritime, trade and investment, fishery processing, and also disaster risk management cooperation. President also said that Jakarta Concord also agreed in effort to strengthen academic cooperation and science as well as tourism and culture.
KTT kali ini menghasilkan Jakarta Concord di dalam Concord tersebut.
The conference has produced Jakarta Concord. In the Concord, we have set a commitment to increase security and safety of maritime, increasing cooperation in trade and investment, developing fishery processing, strengthening disaster management risk, strengthening cooperation in academic and science, also to increase cooperation in tourism and culture.
Memajukan kerjasama di bidang pariwisata dan kebudayaan.
Besides the 6 agreements in Jakarta Concord, President Joko Widodo added that IORA leaders have boosted to strengthen cooperation in other issues such as blue economy, women empowerment, and good government democracy, corruption eradication, and other human rights issues. Furthermore, the president said that leaders of the Indian Ocean Rim has agreed to create security and prosperous Indian Ocean. According to the president, it shows commitment among the heads of state to honor international law, including UN Clause 1982. Business Summit of Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA produced 11 points of joint declaration on action plan. The declaration was generated by the meeting of 21 chambers of commerce of IORA's country members at the business summit that took place on Monday. The chairman of Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Rosan Ruslan, at the IORA summit on Tuesday, March 7, 2017 in Jakarta said that the joint declaration will be put into action plan as suggestions to government related to factors that hamper trading and investment.
Business Summit has produced a joint declaration on the IORA business community to build a partnership for a sustainable and equitable economic growth, embracing 11-point action. We believe that this declaration will constitute a platform for the IORA business members in pursuing genuine partnership to achieve their higher level of development.
Rosan further stated that IORA Business Summit was attended by 31 CEOs and businessmen of 17 IORA's member countries. He was optimistic that the agreement could give advantages for all IORA members. Several points formulated by Businessmen Association of IORA's members are joint agreement and desired by all heads of states. The 11 points are trading diversification of small-medium enterprises, eliminating trading obstacles, improving direct trading, maintaining more inclusive and conducive of investment climate, and mobilizing foreign and domestic private investment. IORA Summit, which lasted for 3 days on March 5 to 7, 2017 in Jakarta, resulted in some policies. Among others, 4 documents, 11 joint declarations of IORA business community, and enhancement of bilateral relations of IORA member countries in the field of politics and economy. In a bilateral meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister of Somalia, Mohamed Omar Arch, Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that Indonesia must build relationships to the foreign and economic policy and will help Somalia that is hit by conflict and famine.
Tapi intinya lah, kita itu memang harus membina hubungan itu dengan dua hal, hubungan kebijakan politik dan juga ekonomi. Dan juga
the point is we should develop the relationship with two things, the relationship of politics and economy, and also help countries such as Somalia that encounter famine now, we should help them. Besides asking about Somali's situation, of course, they still have conflict, but the important thing, we should help those countries. It's time to help them. Besides with Somalia, the Vice President also has bilateral meetings with India, Singapore, and Tanzania. Yusuf Kalla also stated that meeting with the 4 countries is aimed to enhance bilateral relations and cooperation in economy and investment. The Vice President also conveyed that these countries invited Indonesia to come to their countries. The Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi held bilateral meeting with Undersecretary of the United Arab Emirates Dr. Maita Salem Al-Samsi on the sidelines of IORA Summit 2017 in Jakarta Monday, March 6, 2017. After the meeting, Minister Retno said that both ministers discussed the effort to improve cooperation between the two countries in politics and security, economy and social culture. On last January, Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates signed cooperation in renewable energy. The United Arab Emirates has done many energy diversifications apart from fossil fuel. Therefore, Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates prioritized to cooperate in energy and renewable energy. Minister Retno Marsudi further explained that Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates have signed Memorandum of Understanding in Eradication of Human Trafficking on September 2015. Intelligence exchange is also one of the cooperation that could be explored. Minister Retno also asked support from the United Arab Emirates for the Indonesia's nomination as the non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council for 2019 to 2020 period. Both countries agreed to increase trading value and investment regarding the derivation of trading and investment value in the last few years. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Ministers of the Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA member countries have done strategic meeting that resulted some declarations such as resulting important document to fight against extremism violence. It was said by Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi at her welcoming speech at the top meeting of heads of state in Jakarta Convention Center, Jakarta, on Tuesday.
The result of the COM that took place on the 6th of March 2017. The COM also underlined the importance of the commitment of member countries to implement the action plan. Second document is the declaration on preventing and countering terrorism and violent extremism. The declaration served as a joint call to take a firm stand in countering terrorism and violent extremism, which is increasingly apparent in our lives. This declaration is a reflection of our determination to maintain peace and stability and to promote positive messages of tolerance, diversity, and moderation in the Indian Ocean region.
The Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi also explained that Council of Ministries also endorsed the document of Jakarta Concord that is considered to have important and strategic meaning and to become a guidance for member countries of IORA in facing global challenges. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciated several solutions initiated by IORA's member countries in facing global challenge. The President said that one of the highly paid attention challenges was maritime access development of IORA's member countries. Maritime sector is the prime potential for IORA's members to be developed for economic development. Besides, the President stated that IORA's members were facing urgent natural disaster. The President also conveyed his appreciation for IORA's simple solution for overcoming those challenges.
Beberapa tahun ini, IORA telah memfasilitasi banyak prakarsa-prakarsa penting di berbagai bidang.
In recent years, IORA facilitated lots of initiatives in various sectors. IORA facilitated lots of cooperation in maritime sectors. It was marked by Maritime Declaration of IORA in Padang, Indonesia. Indian Ocean region was facing natural disaster risk. IORA has facilitated real solution in disaster mitigation. Moreover, environmental also needs special attention. I would like to appreciate every simple solutions initiated by IORA in every forum to overcome global challenges. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo revealed that nowadays globalization was also the prime challenge boosted by the advance of technology. He stated that by the globalization era, all countries in the world not to adapt with nationalism strengthening. According to President Joko Widodo, the nationalism strengthening had to be done by appropriately, wisely, and sincerely in developing nationalism. Therefore, the President said that this development can support the strengthening of nationalism in society to build the country's future. The last item. Building intelligent or smart city in Indonesia, especially Jakarta, needs people's participation. It was stated by the Innovation and Engagement Manager of Open Data Labs, Antia Widita, at a seminar themed Open is the New Smart, Making Cities Work for Citizens at Gute House in Jakarta Tuesday. Antia said building smart city needs not only technology. Government and people can work together in solving the existing problems in the city.
Kita pengen diskusi tentang bagaimana kota, cities.
We would like to discuss on how the cities of Indonesia, especially Jakarta, cooperate with their citizens and for citizens. If we hear about smart city, for example, Jakarta also has smart city. The government and we would think about technology. In fact, technology is only a small part of the smart city. A city would be smart when the government can work together with citizens to solve problems together. Antia Widita said further that technology is only a tool to help people work and collaborate with the government. Jakarta City itself can be an example for other cities. She also expects that other agencies are also involved in providing advices via Jakarta Smart City. Through Jakarta Smart City, the public can access information that has not been known by the public, such as land price, how much budget the government has spent to build public facilities, and etc. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA Ministerial Meeting produced Jakarta Concord. Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates to strengthen renewable energy cooperation. That was the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Food Crisis in Somalia. The Indian Ocean Rim Association, or IORA Summit, was held in Jakarta from March 5 to 7, 2017, which coincided with the 20 years of its establishment. One of the summit results is the IORA Concord, approved by all delegates on the last day of the conference. The objectives of this organization itself are the improvements of economic relations and the welfare of its members, consisting of 21 countries on the edge of the Indian Ocean, 12 in Asia, Oceania, and 19 in Africa. An IORA member country from Africa which was present in Jakarta is Somalia. The situation in Somalia is currently of a great concern. Last Tuesday, February 28, the President of Somalia, Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo, declared the drought that hit the country a national disaster. It was caused partly by the El Niño weather phenomenon, which affects impinging eastern and southern Africa region, causing a drop in food production. At least 3 million people are threatened by food shortages. Only a week after the disaster declaration, 110 people were reportedly starved to death within 2 days, and about 50,000 children are in danger of perish. The Prime Minister of Somalia, Hassan Khayre, on Saturday, March 4th, announced this in Bay, Western Somalia. To seek help, thousands of people are flocking to the capital, Mogadishu. The United Nations itself had previously stated that 5 million people in Somalia needed emergency food aid. The country, along with Nigeria, South Sudan, and Yemen, were identified by the United Nations as the four countries at risk of severe famine. Meanwhile, previously, a British Disasters Emergency Committee comprising 13 humanitarian aid agencies had also reported the occurrence of the disasters. It was not the first time Somalia experienced food crisis like this. In 2010-2012, the famine that hit Somalia resulted in nearly 260,000 people died. 20 years earlier, in 1992, the same disaster left nearly 220,000 lost their lives. Fellow IORA member countries certainly cannot let such adversity befell Somalia. The drought should become a common concern. Indonesia, that now is occupying the chairmanship of IORA, should play a role to encourage other member states to help Somalia. Keep in mind, the impact of El Niño that hit East and South Africa are also possible in any other region in the world. If one of the IORA goals is the cooperation among member states, then this is the right time to prove it. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dee Nugraha. Thank you for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener, wherever you are. Welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the past as recorded in history. Let's begin at the year of 2014. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. The aircraft was believed to have crashed into the Indian Ocean off the coast of Australia, with the loss of all 239 people aboard. Malaysia Airlines Flight MH370 was a scheduled international passenger flight that disappeared on March 8, 2014, while flying from Kuala Lumpur International Airport, Malaysia, to Beijing Capital International Airport in China. The Malaysian military radar continued to track the aircraft as it deviated from its planned flight path and crossed the Malay Peninsula. The aircraft, a Boeing 777-200ER, was carrying 12 Malaysian crew members and 227 passengers from 15 nations. Next, from 1942, World War II, Japanese forces completed the Dutch East India Campaign. The Dutch East India Campaign of 1941-42 was the conquest of the Dutch East Indies, present-day Indonesia, by forces from the Empire of Japan in the early days of the Pacific Campaign of World War II. Forces from the Allies attempted unsuccessfully to defend the islands. the East Indies were targeted by the Japanese for their oil-rich resources, which would become a vital asset during the war. The campaign and subsequent 3.5 years of Japanese occupation was also a major factor in the end of Dutch colonial rule in the region. Allied forces did not attempt to retake the islands of Java, Sumatra, Timor, or Bali during the war. The Japanese forces on those islands surrendered on the conclusion of the World War II. About 1,000 Japanese soldiers deserted from their units and assimilated into local communities. Many of these soldiers provided assistance to Indonesian Republican forces during the Indonesian National Revolution after the war. Last item is International Women's Day, which is celebrated on March every year. In different regions, the focus of the celebrations ranges from general celebration of respect, appreciation, and love toward women, to a celebration of women's economic, political, and social achievements. Started as a socialist political event, the holiday blended the culture of many countries, primarily in Europe, especially those in the Soviet bloc. In some regions, the day lost its political flavor and became simply an occasion for people to express their love for women in a way somewhat similar to a mixture of Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. In other regions, however, the political and human rights theme designated by the United Nations runs strongly, and political and social awareness of the struggles of women worldwide is brought out and examined in a helpful manner. In the West, International Women's Day was firstly observed as a popular event after 1977 when the United Nations General Assembly invited member states to proclaim March the 8th as the UN Day for Women's Rights and World Peace. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome to Voy Green. Today's edition will take you the title about Peat Restoration Body, or Peat Restoration Agency, or BRG, accepts support of mapping and equipments. Support for Peat Restoration Agency continues to flow. One of the supporters is the Millennium Challenge Account Indonesia. This organization will support a number of activities of Peat Restoration Agency, ranging from mentoring, manufacturing of channels bulkhead, up to the procurement of equipment to support the peat restoration. This cooperation was signed by the head of Peat Land Restoration, Nazir Fuad, and executive director of the Millennium Challenge Account Indonesia, Bonaria Siahaan, in Jakarta Monday, March 6. Indonesia Millennium Challenge Account granted the aid worth $4 million, or about 53.4 billion rupiah. Bonaria said, escorted by COMPASS, Indonesia Millennium Challenge Account will help the agency for peat restoration in hydrological mapping, provision of equipment for monitoring, training for farmers on peat-friendly agriculture, and various other support. Millennium Challenge Account Indonesia also provides assistance to the Agency for Peat Restoration through capacity building restoration team at the central and local area. The assistance is also given in developing the monitoring system and the position of the water plant with the support of hardware and software. Peat Restoration Agency will also draw a map of peatlands which contain the biophysical, social, legal, and administration informations in Muara Jambi and East Tanjung Jabung in Jambi Province and in the area of Kubu Raya, West Kalimantan Province. The land mapping was prepared by the Millennium Challenge Account Indonesia. The organization also helps in making bulkhead channels in Central Kalimantan, West Kalimantan, and South Sumatra. Nazir Fuad said, this collaboration support the strengthening of institution of the peat restoration institutional team in the area and to support the improvement of peatlands construction improvement. The Peat Restoration Agency is currently restoring peatlands in 7 provinces with various categories and different levels of damage. The priority of handling in the area of 2.49 million hectares. Nazir is optimistic if an area can be restored properly, the number of peatland fires will be much reduced. That was the Voy Green. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. The first High Ministerial Conference of Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, in Jakarta, has agreed on a document called Jakarta Conquered. The agreement was signed by the head of states of IORA member countries. The agreement was aimed to strengthen cooperation among the Indian Ocean Rim countries. President Joko Widodo, after officially closed the IORA in Jakarta, said that Jakarta Conquered has agreed 6 agreements to increase bilateral relations among IORA member countries. Business Summit of Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA produced 11 points of joint declaration on action plan. The declaration was generated by the meeting of 21 chambers of commerce of IORA's country members at the business summit that took place on Monday. IORA summit, which lasted for 3 days on March 5 to 7, 2017 in Jakarta, resulted some policies. Among others, 4 documents, 11 joint declarations of IORA business community, and enhancement of bilateral relations of IORA member countries in the field of politics and economy. In a bilateral meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister of Somalia, Mohamed Omar Arch, Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that Indonesia must build relationships to the foreign and economic policy and will help Somalia that are hit by conflict and famine. The Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi held bilateral meeting with Undersecretary of the United Arab Emirates, Dr. Maita Salem Al-Samsi, on the sidelines of IORA Summit 2017 in Jakarta. After the meeting, Minister Retno said that both ministries discussed the effort to improve cooperation between the two countries in politics and security, economy and social culture. Ministers of the Indian Ocean Rim Association member countries have done strategic meeting that resulted some declarations such as resulting important document to fight against extremism violence. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciated several solutions initiated by IORA's member countries in facing global challenge. The president said that one of the highly paid attention challenges was maritime access development of IORA's member countries. Building intelligent or smart city in Indonesia, especially Jakarta, needs people's participation. It was stated by the Innovation and Engagement Manager of Open Data Labs, Antia Widita, at a seminar themed Open is the New Smart, Making Cities Work for Citizens at Goethe House in Jakarta Tuesday. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Bidadari Island in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, East Nusa Tenggara is one of areas which has many natural tourism objects. One of them is Bidadari Island, which is located in West Manggarai. This island is privately managed by Ernest Lewandowski. He said that he bought the island from local people with the price 459 million rupiah. He prohibits local people, especially fishermen, to get close to the island because they often destroy coral reef, which is still beautiful. Listeners, Bidadari Island is located at Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. This island is a cluster of islands which is located on Komodo Island. Usually, the island includes in one tourism package on Komodo Island. The island is surrounded by hills, trees, and beautiful white sand with calm beach, so that Bidadari Island is also dubbed Pasir Putih or White Sand Island. Listeners, the beauty of the beach on Bidadari Island often becomes a snorkeling place by local or foreign tourists. The beauty of the sea park of the island makes many tourists interested in snorkeling. Diversity of coral reef and fish at the sea of the island attracts the tourist attention. Listeners, if you are in Bali, this island can be accessed by using airplane to Komodo Airport and takes around 1.5 hours. And then you must cross the island by using motorboat around 10 minutes. If you want to stay on this island, there is a resort which can be enjoyed by the tourists. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Bidadari Island in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Hari Pernikahan, or in English, means wedding day. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word twice slowly. You can follow after me. Hello. Hello in English. Hello. Sudah lama tidak berjumpa. Sudah lama tidak berjumpa. In English, long time not see you. Apa kabar? Apa kabar? How are you? Kabar baik. Kabar baik. Fine. Sibuk. Sibuk. In English, busy. Akhir-akhir ini. Akhir-akhir ini. Recently or lately. Mengurus, mengurus. To take care or to manage. Pernikahan, pernikahan. In English, wedding, Adik perempuan. Adik perempuan. Younger sister. Kapan? Kapan? When? Hari pernikahan. Hari pernikahan. In English, wedding day. Bulan depan. Bulan depan. Next month. Tanggal 20 April 2017. Tanggal 20 April 2017. In English, on April 20, 2015. Jam 7 malam. Jam 7 malam. 7 p.m. Berharap. Berharap. In English, to expect or to hope. Hadir. Hadir. In English, to attend or to come. Resepsi. Resepsi. In English, reception. Jika. Jika. If. Tolong. Tolong. In English, to help. Mengirim undangan. Mengirim undangan. To send an invitation letter. Baiklah. Baiklah. Alright. Nanti. Nanti. Later. Mengirim. Mengirim. In English, to send. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sampai ketemu. Sampai ketemu. See you. Next is a conversation on hari perkawinan, or in English means wedding day. As usual, I'll say every sentence twice slowly and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Weni and Yanti. Weni, halo Yanti, sudah lama tidak berjumpa, apa kabar? Halo Yanti, sudah lama tidak berjumpa, apa kabar? In English, hello Yanti, long time not see you, how are you? Yanti, kabar baik, kabar baik. In English, I'm fine. Weni, apa kamu ada kesibukan akhir-akhir ini? Apa kamu ada kesibukan akhir-akhir ini? In English, are you busy lately? Yanti, ya, saya sedang sibuk mengurus pernikahan adik perempuan saya. Ya, saya sedang sibuk mengurus pernikahan adik perempuan saya. In English, yes, I'm busy to take care of my younger daughter's wedding. Weni, kapan hari pernikahannya? Kapan hari pernikahannya? In English, when is the day of her wedding? Yanti, bulan depan, tanggal 20 April 2017, jam 7 malam. Bulan depan, tanggal 20 April 2017, jam 7 malam. Next month, on April 20, 2017, at 7 p.m. Saya berharap kamu bisa hadir pada resepsi tersebut. Saya berharap kamu bisa hadir pada resepsi tersebut. In English, I hope you will come in the reception. Weni, jika tidak ada halangan, saya pasti hadir. Jika tidak ada halangan, saya pasti hadir. In English, I surely come if I have not any obstacles. Tolong kirim undangan untukku. Tolong kirim undangan untukku. In English, would you send me the invitation? Yanti, baiklah, nanti saya kirim segera. Baiklah, nanti saya kirim segera. In English, alright, I will send it later. Weni, terima kasih, sampai ketemu nanti ya. Terima kasih, sampai ketemu nanti ya. In English, thank you, see you then. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until next week with another topic, sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will play some beautiful songs composed by an Indonesian pop singer and songwriter Firdy Megananda, or popularly known with the name Baby Romeo, which Indonesian people will instantly recognize. Baby Romeo, who was born in September 1974, is very popular in Indonesia because his songs are much preferred by the music lovers. The name is taken from his band's name before he decided to go to a solo career. Well, listeners, let's listen to the first song entitled Bunga Terakhir by Baby Romeo. Happy listening.
Sebagai satu tanda.
Listener, you've just listened to the song Bunga Terakhir. A song composed by Baby Romeo is very popular among the lovers of Indonesian pop music. Managed to popularize his name among the Indonesian top singers and songwriters. Then his songs are mainly dedicated by Indonesian famous pop singers such as Afghan and Indonesia's pop diva Krisdayanti. Mencintaimu is one song composed by Baby has managed to raise the name of Krisdayanti, while for male singers, Baby Romeo has also composed a song for Ari Lasso entitled Perbedaan. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Perbedaan by Ari Lasso. Happy listening.
Sendiri resapi heningnya malam ini, tanpamu di sini hatiku sunyi. Ragu yang ada
It should be recognized that Baby Romeo's works of very high quality, both musically and in harmonization of notation. No wonder a number of Indonesian pop singers brought a lot of his songs, such as Afgan Sahreza, an Indonesian talented singer. Through a song composed by Baby Romeo entitled Bukan Cinta Biasa, Afgan more raises his popularity. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Bukan Cinta Biasa and Sadis by Afgan. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Ku sadari aku telah jatuh cinta dari hatiku terdalam. Sungguh aku cinta padamu. Jika kamu yang memiliki dan kamu yang temaniku seumur hidupku, terimalah pengakuanku. Percayalah kepadaku, semua
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Terlalu sadis caramu menjadikan diriku pelampiasan cintamu agar dia kembali padamu. Tanpa peduli sakitnya aku, tegalianya caramu menyingkirkan diriku dari percintaan ini agar dia kembali padamu tanpa peduli sakitnya aku. Semoga Tuhan membalas semua yang terjadi kepadaku suatu saat nanti. Hingga kau sadari sesungguhnya yang kau punya tanpa ku kembali sebagai cintamu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.